Time for Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
And a good Monday morning to y'all. Margaret?
Good morning.
You had a happy Easter?
I had a nice Easter. Good. It was quiet, but it was very nice. Thank you.
With two kids under the age of six, Joe, there's nothing wrong with a quiet Easter, I would suggest. But we had a good time chasing the eggs through the yard and eating candy and bouncing off the walls. But that's part of the fun as being a kid. And it was a long weekend, a long Easter weekend. And it was all buoyed by a Friday night that ended into Saturday morning. But unfortunately, there was not a lot of fun to talk about on Friday night or Saturday morning, Joe, as North Carolina took care of the Indiana Hoosiers. The Hoosiers ending their season 27-8, bowing out in the regional semifinals in Philadelphia, the East Regional. The season was a good one. The game on Friday night was difficult. The opponent was awfully, awfully good.
Well, I tell you, you know, sometimes stats reveal a truth about a team, sometimes not. The true stats are held within the game itself, and a prime example of that was Friday night's battle with the top seed in the East, North Carolina and Philadelphia. The Tar Heels sending the Hoosiers packing after that 15-point win in the regional semifinal. That 7-for-8 three-point stat at the end of a 51-point first half for the Tar Heels, the result of, well, reality in the highest degree. Almost inexplicable, really, to define, given the fact that a stat sheet showed that something across the lines of maybe 31%, something you could live with. But it happened, and sometimes you just have to accept it. Truth of the matter is, IU caught North Carolina on the wrong night. And the truth is, the Tar Heels played like the national championship contender they are, and just perhaps as well, the best they played all year. And that play continued Sunday night in Carolina's 14-point win over Notre Dame to grab the East Region title and place them now in the Final Four for the 19th time alongside Tourney Surprise, the Syracuse Orangemen, this weekend in Houston. Wasn't like the Hoosiers didn't try to adjust Friday night. A veteran senior, Marcus Page, set the tone, and unfortunately a number of others that wore the same uniform followed, having great individual nights, whether from the inside or out, and that coupled with shots not dropping and defensive stops not happening with regularity, it was just tough to stop. The threes hit by Carolina hurt, but as Coach Tom was saying, the Hoosiers really never got the post game under control, and that was a deadly 1-2 punch the Hoosiers just couldn't overcome. But they overcame a lot. They gave a lot. There was a bond of togetherness that brought about, in fact, a 27-win season, an outright Big Ten championship campaign, a mental toughness that fought its way through injuries. And as Tom put it, I think the way they were able to look at adversity, or people's version of it, shut that out and absolutely focused in on what improvement is all about, what a level of commitment and connectedness is to one another. These guys at Green took a backseat to no one on that. There's an old saying that one game does not a season make, and it certainly didn't define this 2016 group of Hoosiers. Well, April nears, the final Monday of April. It's in the zone. Dave and Gary tonight at 6.
Yep, Joe, and the Hoosiers will move on, and we'll see the next chapter in the end of this season will be always the who's going to put their hat in the ring. Not at their hat in the ring, but we know seniors Yogi Ferrell, Max Bielfeldt, and Nick Zeisloff have all played their last game. We'll see how the rest of it shakes out and see where the Hoosiers go from here. Carolina last night, Joe, winners. They defeat Notre Dame 88-74, as you mentioned, for the, I believe, the fourth time or fifth time in a row in this tournament. I can't count how many games. They're all five starters are in double figures. Yeah. They're a very tough, tough team to guard. There's no doubt about that. The tough thing for IU fans, Joe, was the second half, because Carolina only shot 4 of 12 from 3 in the second half. That was about their normal output on
right.
any of that.
Yeah,
but Indiana,
you can live with that, right.
Indiana had they were down 11 at halftime, and really they never got the lead into single figures, and that was tough to take, because you would hope the adjustment at halftime that came at a perfect time would get them going. But how about Buddy Hield on Saturday night, Joe? 37.
Yep.
Woo-hoo!
Kid can shoot the basketball, can't he?
Well, talk about a tough cover. My goodness. So it's going to be Oklahoma and Villanova. Villanova, a lot of two, 2-2, 10-1, Joe. So yeah. The chalk falling apart at the final stages, at the final hurdle. Our coverage will start on Saturday, 6:09. The first game will be Oklahoma and Villanova, followed by another ACC matchup. We knew that was coming. We just didn't know who the compatriots were. As somehow the 10th-seeded Syracuse Orangemen, they lost three times in the regular season to Virginia. I guess fourth time's a charm. That kind of throws out that other saying. But 68-62, Virginia couldn't score down the stretch. Syracuse could. And a surprise participant in this year's Final Four.
Yes, they are, having lost five of their final six even before the tournament started. Wow.
They lost to St. John's, Joe. That team was terrible.
Yeah.
So there you go. We've got that all set up for you in our coverage again. Begins on Saturday afternoon. We'll get an official pregame time a little bit later in the week. Make sure we've got all our T's and I's dotted and crossed for that. And then a week from tonight is Championship Monday. Did you watch any of the golf yesterday? Jason Day, quite impressive.
I didn't. I spent some Easter time with Ethan and Emerson, and went out to have a nice dinner yesterday. So I did not see a swing of the club, unfortunately. But
the Australian metronome wins. He beats Louis Oosthuizen 5-4 in the final, and wins for the second consecutive week.
I see he did pass McIlroy. He's back to our speed. He's number one in the world again, and justifiably so.
And played had a great week. And that was almost by missing out earlier in the week with back problems, so you never can figure it out with any of him. We will talk Hoosier baseball and softball and men's swimming. And Tony Butler's home run yesterday wins it for the Hoosiers in extra innings. Good stuff there. Track and field, I think, have I got everybody covered for 845?
No track and field.
Oh, that's right. The NCAA championships are they're over.
That was last week. Yeah.
Perfect. So we'll do that coming back at 8:45. Pacers win yesterday after losing in.
They're going to make the playoffs.
They are very close. And by very close, I mean they are the seventh seed out of eight by a half game. But the ninth team is two back of eighth. So they have a 2.5 game lead with nine to go.
Well.
And they're three out of Cody Zeller's Charlotte Hornets in front of them. So it doesn't look like they're going to catch. It's just a question of whether they're going to open in Cleveland or in Toronto. The Cavaliers, number one. The Raptors, number two.
Right.
So, again, Pacers holding on for dear life, trying to find some mojo.
Bulk of the games down the stretcher at home, too, aren't they?
Well, they just went through a big homestand, and they just have to play better, Joe, because they're not going to be the home court advantage in any of these games, so they're going to have to figure out how to get it going on the road and be successful. They're going to have to steal a couple games, and again, Paul George picked up a leg injury last weekend, and people thought, oh, geez, here we go down that road again, but luckily that's okay. But the Pacers coming down the stretch this week, for example, will be against those Bulls that we talked about, Tuesday night, home Orlando, Victor Oladipo Thursday, at Philly, at New York. Those teams stink on the weekend. So they're not playing anybody that's better than them for this week, so they need to take care of that. They do see Cleveland and Toronto next week, and then it's Brooklyn, the Knicks, and Milwaukee to wrap up. So, no, there's not a lot of heavy lifting in these last nine games.
Well, Brooklyn stunk, too, and they should have beaten them, but that was on the road, wasn't it?
20-51, Brooklyn. Oof.
Wow.
All right. Good stuff as always. We'll talk Hoosiers coming back at 8:45.
All right. We'll be here.
Joe Smith time at 8:46 here on a Monday morning. Joe, say hello to Margaret Fetty on a
Hello, Margaret Fetty on this Monday morning.
How are you doing, Joe?
Hope you have a good week ahead.
Yes, it's going to be a very good week. So
spring's here.
The convergence.
On the horizon.
That's right.
Everybody's back to their normal swing of things here this week since,
35
last week was trying to get it
left
together after the whole spring break, so everything will be back
to
normal.
That was tough. Get back from spring break, boom, right into Easter weekend, but that means busy times on the NCAA side of things. Joe, we talked Hoosier Hoops in our first meeting this morning as they fell to North Carolina. We'll get you caught up on who's in the Final Four here in just a minute. But on the home field advantage side of things, baseball and softball were both in town this weekend, and Michelle Gardner's crew did a little spring cleaning. Joe, they broke out the brooms in the Big Ten, and nothing wrong with a little sweep to get things started.
Tell you, an Easter weekend complete for Michelle Gardner's softball Hoosiers as they began the 2016 Big Ten season with that three-game sweep of Iowa out at Andy Moore Field, coming from 3-0 down early to a 10-5 win yesterday. The Hoosiers got going in the fourth inning, scoring three times, and then put it away in the fifth with four more, all scoring after two were out. Freshman Sarah Galovich had a perfect 3-for-3 day on Easter Sunday. She knocked in two with a couple of doubles. Junior Aaron Lehman had two RBI on the day, as did sophomore Rebecca Blitz. It was IU's first three-game weekend sweep in the Big Ten in 19 years. Now working on a four-game winning streak overall and a big, big home series here early season, ushering in April and ushering in the second-ranked Michigan Wolverines on Friday night at Andy Moore Field. Logan Sowers, the young sophomore, hit two out of the barn and drove in three, but junior college transfer Tony Butler sent everyone home happy on Easter Sunday with a two-run walk-off blast over the left center field wall that gave the Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers a 10-inning 5-3 win over Indiana State. The Hoosiers taking two out of three from the Sycamores this past weekend. Thomas Felcher retired 11 straight to get his second win in relief of starter Caleb Berger, who pitched into the seventh inning. The lefty fanned five and scattered six hits and three runs. He did finally give up an earned run. He had his streak of 27 and two-thirds innings of scoreless baseball finally snapped. He was touched by a leadoff home run in the fourth inning, ending that streak. But Caleb, the lefty, continues to pitch well for Indiana. Butler, as I mentioned, is a junior college transfer. He hammered that game winner, his first Division I long ball over the fence that gave the Hoosiers the victory. That was the first extra inning walk-off home run, by the way, in 3 years. We have baseball aplenty this week. Single games coming up non-conference-wise with Cincinnati tomorrow night in Evansville, tomorrow night at Bart Kaufman starting at 6:05. Well, Indiana's 400-yard freestyle record set a school at Big Ten meet record to help the Hoosiers. Ray Luce finished ninth at the NCAA Championships over the weekend down in Atlanta. Anzi Tavkar, along with Ali Kalahapala and Sam Lorenz and Blake Peroni, clocked a 2:49.10 finish to finish fourth overall, but the quartet broke the school record there, and Indiana moved up two spots on the final day and finished with 180.5 points. It was the fourth top 10 finish at the NCAA meet in the past 5 years for the Hoosiers, who were the highest finishing Big Ten team in Atlanta over the weekend, also earning All-America honors. Was freshman Vinny Lanza, Blake Peroni, Tanner Kurz, former South two-time state champion Ian Finnerty, Cody Taylor, Bob Glover, and diver Joshua Arndt also captured All-American accolades. Another terrific performance as the Hoosier men wind up ninth at the NCAA meet. By the way, on the tennis beat, Lynn Loring's crew, after losing to Michigan up in Ann Arbor over the weekend on Saturday, they bounced back Sunday with a nice 4-3 win against Michigan State, leaving IU 3-1 in the Big Ten, improving its overall mark to 13-5. They'll get ready to take on Purdue Saturday out on the varsity courts. Danielle Wolfe had the big win yesterday against the Spartans, winning at five singles, a three-set tiebreaker there that clinched the victory for Indiana. Don't forget, Terry joins Glass in the Zone and your phone calls tonight at 6.
And a great weekend to get things started, Joe, and thankfully no weather problems to have to deal with either with all of that going on. We will have, don't forget, the Lynn Loring Tennis Report will return in April, I believe. Isn't the French Open in April or is it in May?
You got me.
I'll have to look then because my reports are incomplete. But we'll keep you updated on that. It's a good stuff for
We got good stuff rolling. He has his own report with his own team. That's great stuff, right?
Exactly.
There. And, off to a good start.
What year is that? I'm not picking on Lynn for his age here, but my man, oh man,
38.
Holy cow! Now, how long have you been with IU?
47.
Okay, so yeah, you guys have seen it all together. Good stuff. We know that Indiana's basketball tournament trail has come to an end. We will keep an eye on any developments, obviously, with any player movement, as we always do this time of year. Obviously, the coaches' meetings and everything else happening. The Final Four, Joe, is set up and ready to go in Houston. And now we know all four participants. And if you would have asked me a week ago if I would have thought only one Final Four team would be a number one seed, I'm not sure if I would have believed you.
Yeah, I would. You know, I thought chalk would kind of make its way through, but three of the four were beaten over the weekend.
And so, two of those were done by number two seed. So in a year where people argued that Villanova might have been a number one seed in most years, that's highly possible. Oklahoma was number one in the country for a few weeks back in January. So again, the teams that won, not hugely surprising, minus Syracuse, Joe. That come from behind victory last night was absolutely unbelievable.
That was a mind-boggler. Just them accomplishing what they've accomplished as a 10 seed, and that's the first time since, what, VCU's made the Final Four since, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, 2011.
Something like that.
And that's a Syracuse team that you told me lost 5 of 6. They lost, I believe, 3 other meetings this season to Virginia, the number one seed in the Midwest. And they, I guess, beating a team a fourth time is very difficult to do as well. All right, Joe Smith Sports Talk.
Yeah.
Coming
tomorrow,
up.
Fred Glass and Ray Luz, and hopefully we'll be meeting for the first time. The outstanding female swimmer of the year, NCAA-wise. 2-time individual NCAA champion, Lily King.
Yeah, and she's 17 years old.
Wow.
She's a freshman, Joe.
Wow. Yeah.
What a great story that is. All right, we'll do that tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the corner of 10th and Indiana. Smitty, we appreciate it. Enjoy your coffee pot here on a Monday morning, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
You know, the nice thing about this coffee pot, it's free.
It is. And it doesn't take 90 minutes to get there.
Yeah, really.
What a nightmare that was.
All right, buddy.
We're glad you're home.
We're glad you're back.
I'm glad I am.
All right, it's laundry day. We'll see you,
Have
buddy.
Have a great week.
All right, Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45. Joe back in the zone, and it was great that we'll see him tomorrow night, as he mentioned.